Out the door. Adventure calls, an hour awaits. What will I see? What are my fates? So I walk through the doorway and into the woods. With no trail to walk on, I follow the coods. Right off the bat, post oaks and vines, along with some greenbriars mixed with the pines. At first, I feel limits to where I can go, then push through a tangle and go with the flow. Once out of the thicket, a meadow appears, a grazing deer stops and perks up its ears. Though free of confinement, I stop in my tracks, eager to see just how it reacts. Despite my quiet efforts, it scampers away. Just why that happened, I simply can't say. So I move on ahead across open terrain. The ground would have been solid except for the rain. My boots become wet and the dirt turns to mud. My feet are soon covered with masses of crud. I turn to my right toward higher ground. I'm hoping for dryness, but none can be found. After walking 5 minutes, I top a small rise, and suddenly before me, a pleasant surprise. A field of wild raspberries is blocking my route, and I can see by their color that they're ripe without doubt. I fill up on berries, then emerge near a creek. I follow the bank, a dry crossing I seek. Around a curve in the creek, a log bridges a stream. I get halfway across and it breaks and I scream. Into the water I fall with a thud. It's not all that deep, but there's plenty of mud. I move on across and climb out at the shore. I'm nasty and wet and cold to the core. Glad to be out, I sit down on a log, and that's when I'm greeted by a sick-looking dog. I look for its owner, but no one is near. That the poor pooch is hungry seems to be clear. I give it my snack, and it eats it up quick. Then it chews on some grass and picks up a stick. It sits down beside me, and we both shut our eyes, but are soon startled to action by shrieking and cries. Something's distressed, I quickly conclude. We run toward the noise and arrive at a feud. Two birds are fighting over a morsel of food. I stop in my tracks, but the dog can't be subdued. It goes in on attack, but the prey easily escape. The dog feasts on the morsel, which puts an end to the scrape. I get back to my walk, and the dog follows my lead, but I have no clue where I am. I'm lost, I concede. I was full of questions. Should I go right, turn to the left, or just go where I might? But then I look up, and there in the trees, my cabin awaits, which puts me at ease. How did I get back here? I wonder in vain. I almost turned back. Have I gone insane? We walk to the cabin. I don't know where I've been, but I'm glad to be back and I'll take the win. I ponder the pooch, the berries and creek, the mud and the cold, the adventures I seek. Whether it's for minutes or days without end, I cherish those moments that lead round a bend.